We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
John Collins, power forward with our Hawks. We'll talk basketball with him. What is the oldest music that you like?
Oldest music that I like? It's probably some jazz. I just like old school jazz.
Give me some artists.
There's one. Miles Davis is probably my favorite.
Oh yeah.
So that'd be probably my go-to. I don't dive into too much. I try to stay in my lane, but some old school Miles.
Nice.
Miles Davis is when I'm trying to just super relax.
I got an album for you. Herbie Hancock, Headhunters.
Okay.
Check that out. Herbie Hancock, Headhunters. It's the birth of acid jazz.
Okay.
I'm a big jazz fan. So Herbie Hancock, it was made a million years ago. You're either going to like it or love it. It's funky. It's psychedelic.
Wow.
You're either going to love it or hate it. Pardon me. But anyway, yeah, Headhunters by Herbie Hancock. So how's the starting gig feeling for you, man? Last three games, you've started against Blake Griffin, Kristaps Porzingis, Serge Ibaka. How's that been?
It's been, probably the craziest time of my life so far. Obviously, being thrust into a starting spot, 20 years old, fresh out of college, is a lot thrown at you. I watched all those. Chris, I was a little bit, younger, but had a chance to watch Serge and Blake and try to model my game after theirs, and then to go up against them in person is kind of crazy. So, like I said, it's a lot being thrown at me, and it's part of my job to address it and move forward, try to get better. Still a young guy.
Guarding those three guys, I mean, it's a real difference. Blake Griffin can be a power guy in the post, also has a nice jump shot. Kristaps Porzingis is close to Dirk Nowitzki, as you're probably going to find. And then Serge Ibaka, a guy who used to be a shot blocker and now has kind of gone out and guarded the three and all that. What's it like guarding those guys? How do you get motivated, and how do you, kind of study film to get ready for three different guys on three different nights?
Yeah, it's kind of cool that you say that, because, Blake and Serge have kind of, been guys that have been paint-oriented and kind of work their way out. So it's kind of cool to see them progress. And then Kristaps, like you said, speaks for itself. So, when you're going against guys like that, obviously it takes a lot of film. I've been watching Serge and Blake, so I kind of know what they like a little bit. And then Kristaps can kind of, do a lot with a 7-3 frame. So just a matter of trying to make everything tough for them. Part of my learning curve is, I get so animated and so angry somebody scores on me, and coaches, guys, like, yo, listen, you're in the NBA now. It's going to happen. You just make sure you make it tough. No easy buckets. And that's kind of been the biggest thing for me. Just lock in and make sure nothing they get is easy, because, those guys are the best in the world.
Ballers.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. you just got to roll with it. And that's probably been one of the biggest things when I'm guarding guys like that.
I mean, it's crazy wisdom from a 20-year-old dude. John Collins with Rick and John here at the Hawks practice facility, Emory Sports Medicine Center. And I know we're asking you a lot about these particular games, but I'm just curious, from an X's and O's, you being in the film room with Coach Bud and all the other assistants, what did you learn from this three-game stretch? Like, give me some nitty-gritty basketball stuff that you learned from going against these terrific players.
I don't know if it's necessarily nitty-gritty, but I kind of touched on this in the podcast, Road Tripping. Shouts out to Bays and Muskie. They got a little podcast going.
Well, what's the podcast called?
Road Tripping.
Okay.
Yeah, with those two guys I was on. I had a little cameo. But the biggest thing for me is probably the mental focus that goes into every single possession. In college and high school, you can kind of just roll with it. You're better than a lot of guys. But here, especially with that starting job, the intensity and focus you got to have from that opening tip is crazy just to think about and just to kind of adjust to on a nightly basis. Every minute you're out there, especially as the game goes on, and when you get into that fourth quarter, how the intensity just turns up is something new. So I can only imagine what a playoff atmosphere feels like, and that's probably been the biggest thing for me. Starting those three games instead of coming off the bench.
This new facility is obviously tremendous. Where did you play pickup ball when you were growing up?
Everywhere, man. It was usually, the recs, the YMCAs, and then I was big and still big on, don't tell Travis or Coach, but I like to just show up at You know, any like regular outside court pickup and just kind of run.
Now, were you ever at Gun Club Park down at West Palm?
Of course. I've been to Gun Club a couple of times. Had to wait till I was a little older because, you know, some real hoobers out there. But,
and it gets rough. That's sure. a hard, lot of concrete
yeah,
to play
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was definitely over at Gun Club. And I'm just, like I said, I just like to pull up random spots and just hoop. You know, it's kind of fun to me. Just that's really where the love comes from.
So what's it like coming in here now? And they've told us you're one of the first guys in every day and seeing this facility.
Yeah, I mean, it's. Kind of spoiled me because, you know, we were at the other facility down at Phillips and it was really a dungeon. There's no light in there. It's just one court. You know, now we have two, a brand new pool facility, recovery room, weight room. It's crazy to think about now that, you know, I just come into this great facility. I'm blessed to just, you know, have it and something that I look forward to coming to every day. You know, it's just fun being here. You know, right. We got meals and everything. Everybody has a great time. New lockers. It's pretty cool right now.
All right, John, I got a couple of lifestyle questions for you. First of all, why do you have two phones?
I need two phones, man. There's, you know, a lot of contacts that come through, people that you need, and you got to sort out the business and the regular stuff.
Okay.
You know, you're saying one phone is for, you know, mom, coaches, you know, all the real important stuff that I need to get to. Another phone is for, you know, stuff that I might get to, might not
Tinder,
get to. But
stuff
you,
like that?
No. The Tinder got shut down after I left college.
shut down.
See, Rick's never heard the song Two Phones. He doesn't understand. You got to have two phones.
I got two
phones.
Yeah. I don't have a plug. I'm not a plug, though.
No, that gets you in a lot of trouble. No, you don't need to do that.
No.
So, and then, John, you also told us a story about you're going to treat yourself at Christmas.
Yeah.
Tell us that story on the air here.
Treat myself, treat my family. You know, I've been kind of just working my entire life to get to this point here. You know, one thing a lot of guys have told me, is obviously, you know, taking your time and learning, but just to enjoy yourself, enjoy it every moment you have. And, you know, I'm trying to find something I like, something to reward myself for Christmas.
Whip, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what I want right now. Right now I have a little deal with BMW, a car for a year. So, this car will be something that's, you know, my choice, my pick. And,
yeah.
Something's gonna be near and dear to me. It's gonna be my first true actual car.
Oh, nice.
That I bought with my own money. So definitely something that's gonna be really cool.
Well, nice. I just saw your diamond earrings got dropped off for us. So Rick will wear one. I'll wear the other.
Yeah, man,
and
go
then
ahead,
I can pay the mortgage with those.
No, man, come on, go ahead. No. Hey, don't play yourself. Those are cubics right there, baby.
Yeah, there's nothing cubic about that.
Cubic zirconiums right there, man. Fake.
Kevin Garnett would be proud of these right here.
Fake, baby.
Got to go with that. Is it the BMW i8? I saw somebody driving one of those. That's way out of my price range.
Nah, that's out of my price range, too, man.
That's
I'm on the rookie salary, baby.
It's in Rick's price range.
Oh, yeah. That's big money. That's big money right there. That's big money right there.
We had a stunt with him. We found, like, one of those what celebrity net worth is. Mm-hmm. Found out how much Rick is worth, and I said, dude, you should be paying us to work
with
you.
Forbes Top 100,
absolutely.
Man. Big money.
It's him, it's Shaq, and it's Kobe.
The stock market's been hitting me lately,
though. It's him, Floyd, and Tiger.
Right, exactly.
Him, Floyd, Tiger, LeBron. He's up there, baby.
Speaking of LeBron, should be fun, him coming to town.
I mean, it's always going to be fun. You know, the city's going to show out, going to come try to see the King play. Hopefully we're going to try to get another win. We got one in Cleveland, but, you know, they're going to come out with a vendetta. Hopefully get another W.
John, yeah, always
man.
Great to talk to you,
you the man.
Man,
John.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.